from the Greenheck Fieldhouse. The regular season is over. The hockey playoffs begin tonight. I'm Chris Conley. Glad to have you with us. The Evergreens are on the air. And this opening round playoff game sees the Evergreens arrive as a number 4 seed. They get to host Wisconsin Rapids, a number 5 seed. I get the feeling that these teams are more or less even. I'll tell you why. Rapids has a better regular season record overall. They're 11-12-0. The Evergreens probably played a tougher schedule than the Red Raiders. They are 7-13-1. I mean, Rapids has 4 more wins than the Evergreens over the course of the season. The Evergreens probably get the higher seed because they own a head-to-head win against Wisconsin Rapids. The teams met only once during the regular season. It was here at Greenheck. The Evergreens were convincing 6-1 winners. I wonder also who Rapids will send out in goal today. We saw Trevin Milbauer. A year ago, it was Tanner Rainey. Both of the keepers for Rapids are seniors. And you know what? Just in the playoffs, it may be a little extra tough when you're playing a senior, have to try and score goals against someone who may be in the middle of their last varsity hockey game before seeing their high school careers come to an end. Winner of this game is going to get the winner of the Wausau West Tomahawk game. That is probably going to be Wausau West. And if that holds true to form, the next game here for this winner tonight would be Tuesday at Marathon Park against the Warriors. Well, first things first, got to get this one into the win column. Let's spend some time now with DC Everest head hockey coach Dan Van Slyke, very much aware that his team comes into tonight's game, ending the regular season on a 3-game losing streak. Coach, on the one hand, your earlier win against these guys was one of your more lopsided, one-sided wins of the season. On the other hand, the last 3 games haven't been all that good. Which one's more important coming into tonight?
That's a tough one. Obviously our win earlier in the year against Rapids propelled us to the higher seed in a home playoff game. But the last 3 games have been difficult for us. Obviously playing really good competition, but still coming up on the wrong side of the scoreboard and really in not a whole lot of competitive games. It's forcing us to really get back to work and hopefully, things go our way tonight.
We were chatting earlier. You have a better recollection of the playoff game last year than I do, a game that came down to 1 goal. They scored late. These playoff games sometimes play differently than the regular season.
Yeah, that was the message yesterday in practice. I don't care what happened in January. That game's in the past, and the playoffs bring a new season, and everybody's record is 0-0 again. So, we have to come out and play like we're underdogs and come out and battle and see if we can come out, on the top tonight.
Tell me a little about Ethan Hurt, because the last time I saw him, it was his first game back, sure looked rusty against a very good Spash team, and then gives up some more goals the next game.
Yeah, it's been 2 tough games for him. Obviously, the Spash game got away from us, and then we let in a couple goals against Waupaca, and, in hindsight, I don't know if all those goals were good quality goals, and I think Ethan would be the first one to say that he should have got a few of those. And that's the whole thing about high school hockey and high school sports is kids are going to give you their all, and sometimes the puck doesn't bounce your way, and so hopefully he can rebound tonight. And that was our talk yesterday about going out and be the best you can be.
How do you coach a playoff game differently? Because obviously you can't get down by more than 1 or 2 goals. That feels like it's a really big hole in a game like tonight. It's late in the season. There are some guys who are going to want to play on. There may be some guys who are ready for it to be done, and those are all tough coaching decisions too.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's all a feel. Depending on where we are in the game and in a period, if we're going to short our bench, if we're going to look to change up our forecheck or anything else, it's all a feel thing about how we're going at that period of time. And tonight is no different. If we have to, peel back on our bench, run 2, whatever we have to do to get our top guys out on the ice more and give ourselves the best opportunity that we can to move on to next week.
All right, good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
DC Everest head hockey coach Dan Van Slyke speaking with us in the pregame. Of course, there is no JV games, or just a quiet Greenheck Fieldhouse as we are getting ready for the teams to come out onto the ice. Face-off scheduled for 7 o'clock. Hockey is brought to you by Red Clover Market in Weston, your source for all your healthy and organic foods. Red Clover Market, working hard to supply fresh and homegrown produce, meats, and dairy. The Evergreen's last three games have been ugly. A 9-1 loss to Onalaska, a 7-1 loss to Stevens Point, a 5-1 loss to Wapaka. The team continues to have trouble on the power play. It's been a weakness all season. So the Evergreens average one goal a game over their last three. They're probably going to need at least four or five to find the back of the net if they want to advance tonight against Wisconsin Rapids. No time like now to shake off those bad feelings from the end of the regular season. Evergreens will wear their home white sweaters, sketchy tree on the front with green breezers and yellow numerals. Wisconsin Rapids wears their road red sweaters, red breezers, white numerals, and the WR insignia on the front. Ice has been resurfaced. Teams will be out. We'll drop the puck for playoff hockey tonight. DC Everest and Wisconsin Rapids back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Our officials are already out onto the ice, and here come the DC Everest Evergreens, the home team, coming out of the center gate and entering the rink to the far left, the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School Red Raiders. I'm Chris Conley, so teams are on the ice. Starting lineups and national anthem in just a moment. Brought to you by Country Fresh Meat. It's fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. From our farm to you on Highway 29J in Weston. Mr. Plaza at DC Everest, who is usually on the PA mic, is not present this evening. I believe his wife told him that for Valentine's Day, you have other plans. Starting lineup for Wisconsin Rapids being announced now. In fact, they announced the entire roster. Well, you know what? That's interesting. Torger Sachursky, the junior, will be the starter. We have not seen him from earlier in the season. So we had speculated whether it would be one of the seniors in goal for Wisconsin Rapids. Instead, they opt for the junior, Torger Sturczewski, to start for Wisconsin Rapids. Interesting. Evergreens announcing Ethan Hurt as their starter. Let's go down to rink level for our national anthem. Nothing quite like playoff hockey. The Evergreens had that magical run a year ago, getting themselves all the way to Madison, where they were double overtime, 2-1 heartbreak losers. Along the way last year, the Evergreens were one-goal winners in three straight playoff games, beating these Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders, following that up with wins here at Greenheck against Wausau West and Spash. The Evergreens graduated a tremendous amount of talent from that year. The Evergreens team is much less accomplished, and the biggest missing piece, I think, Well, of course, J.J. Berdahl was the big goal scorer, but the Evergreens rode a hot goalie all the way to Madison. Michael Yonke just could not be scored on in the playoffs. The Evergreens are hoping that the junior Ethan Hurt steps it up to a different level tonight. In the playoffs, of course, there is no tomorrow. If you win, you advance. If you lose, you are off-ramped, and the season comes to an end. Hockey brought to you by the D.C. Everest Athletic Club. Did you know the D.C. Everest Athletic Club supports Everest sports and athletes with donations, equipment, and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time to the D.C. Everest Athletic Club. Remember, if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter. And go Evergreen. We meet at the center circle. Colton Flamini, the best for Wisconsin Rapids, will take the draw. Grant Ortell will head to the center circle for the Evergreens. One of the officials is having a conversation in front of the Wisconsin Rapids bench, and I'm not sure what that's about. Now we are ready to go. Playoffs get underway now as the puck drops. Let's light this candle. Evergreens control, but it goes back. Brandon Jelic along the far side boards. Evergreens advance that forward. Justin Jakubik puts it behind the Wisconsin Rapids net. Ty Treader, senior, needs a win to keep his hockey career going tonight for the Evergreens. Fights forward in the corner. He's been the Evergreens' leading goal scorer. Evergreens try and get it back to the blue line, but Rapids takes it away, and Everest turnover. Two on two, trying to put that on goal. Alex Felkowski, it's blocked. Counter-attacking chance for the Evergreens. Put on goal. Save. Goes behind the net. That was Ortell who carried it in. Back to the blue line. Bouncing puck. The goalie was screened, and it's just wide of the post. Brandon Jelic put a wobbler on. Ty Treader got it from behind the net in front. He fanned on it. Goes behind the net now. Evergreens on the engine in the opening minute of this one. Fighting along the boards for the Evergreens is Parker Hurt. Hurt overskated the puck. Rapids two on two the other way. Slap shot on goal. Save by the Evergreens' Ethan Hurt. Was wound up by Spencer Sparks, and Hurt denies him. So both of the goalies tested in the opening minute. Evergreens will get an offense. Rapids gets an offensive zone faceoff. It's to Ethan Hurt's left. Ben Pelequin takes the draw for the Evergreens. Goes to the corner. Evergreens control, but they're in their defensive end. No turnovers here. Evergreens of Ryan Stevens. Stevens sends it cross ice. A little bit too long for Dylan Butner, but Butner's going to chase it to the corner. Jacob Dureski is there. Evergreens, wow, just won that puck from behind the net, but overskating it is Butner. Rapids comes back the other way. Evergreens have one, two, three players back. Rapids goes cross ice to the near side boards. Pass is too long for the freshman Carson Gunderson. Gunderson on the ice here for Rapids. Evergreens clear it out, but give the puck right back to Rapids at their own defensive blue line. Well, Rapids a little sloppy with the puck there, and Ben Pelequin tries to close in on it. Rapids wins it back right in front of the scorer's box. Bouncing puck on goal from outside the blue line. Stick checked aside by Ethan Hurt. Stick save there for Hurt. Clears it out of the zone. Evergreens back in their defensive end. Kyle Jaglinski ahead to Dylan Butner. Butner sent it to the corner. Evergreens will be on a change. The 15-minute mark. New skaters, long outlet pass. Evergreens almost got caught on a change there. Good stick check defensive play by Brady Bunnell. Bunnell saved what was going to be a two-on-two, but the Evergreens do not clear. Rapids has it behind the net, popped up there, put back down on the ice by Colby Schmidt. Evergreens counterattacking. Gets his head to Quinton Shiro. Shiro from close range on goal. Glove save. Torger Starczewski from close range denies that Everest shot. Boy, for a playoff game, this has been an entertaining opening 2.5 minutes. Up and down the ice we've gone. Both teams have had scoring chances. Offensive zone faceoff comes all the way out beyond the blue line. Evergreens will have to touch up. Gathering it in is Parker Hurt. Evergreens go cross ice. Brandon Jelic sent it to the corner. All the way around the boards it goes. From the far side corner to the near side corner. Evergreens have a player down there near the goal line. That's Quinton Shiro. Shiro plays it behind the net to Bunnell. Can Bunnell get it centered? Well, Shiro comes up. Shiro's taken down. Penalty coming up. Evergreens going to be on the power play. Shot. Goalie is screened, and it's just wide of the near side post. Evergreens still possess. Evergreens have the goalie off now. 6-on-5. Everest still possesses the puck here. Delayed call. Evergreens now in the near side corner. Here's Ty Treader. Treader goes back, put on goal. Wow, had a man on the near side post, unable to steer it, was Quinton Shiro. Evergreens still possess the puck. Brandon Jelic, it's over his stick. Touched up by Rapids, and now whistle sounds. Evergreen's 5-on-4, a power play opportunity coming. 13:54 to play first period. No score. No time like now to heat up the power play. Let's see who's going off. It is Michael Olson for Wisconsin Rapids box. Evergreen's put that on goal off the faceoff from the near side. Ben Pelequin was there, tripping the penalty on Olson. Rapids sends it out of the zone. Evergreen's go back. Try and get this power play organized. Rapids takes it away, sends it down the ice. So the first 20 seconds of this 5-on-4 generates nothing for the Evergreens. Evergreen skating up here near side boards. Grant Ortelli's onside. Ortel's got Pelequin trailing. Ortel puts it on goal. Stick saved by Starczewski. Send it to the corner. Rapid sends it out. A one-timer and a one-and-done. Evergreens have to go all the way down the Olympic-size ice to retreat. Get the puck here. Long outlet pass to Jelic. Wow, it's too long. Loses possession of the puck back at the red line. And Rapid sends it back in behind the Everest net. Rapids is not chasing here. So 5-on-4, and Rapids packs in the defense. Long pass to the far side boards. Ty Treader. Treader's onside. Pelequin centers. Treader's got it on the far side boards. Back out to Jelic. Jelic goes cross ice. Straight on here for Grant Ortel. Ortel is at the blue line. Tries to flick that. It's into the skates of Pelequin. A little bit behind him. Goes into the corner. Pelequin tries to control behind the net. He does not. It's sent all the way down. Rapids has cleared it for a third time. 40 seconds left in the Everest man advantage. Only gotten a couple looks at the net here. Long pass ahead to Pelequin. Too long and too hot. Comes off his stick. Rapids sends it down again. 30 seconds left in the Rapids penalty kill. And boy, all season, power play has been a bugaboo for the Evergreens. Ty Treader far side. Gets it to the center. A little bit too long there for Pelequin, and it's cleared out again. They kept Treader on the ice for an extended period. Some of these Evergreens look leg-weary. Just 10 seconds left in the man advantage. Evergreens may not get a final rush here. To head to Ty Treader, center of the ice. Going to do this himself. Treader gets in near side. Shot scores! Ty Treader kept it for himself. Got halfway down the near side circle, and he beats Torger Starczewski near side top shelf. Evergreen score a belated power play goal, and they'll lead 1-0. Ty Treader cannot emphasize enough how important it is to play from in front in these playoff games. It was only 5 seconds left in the penalty kill. Ty Treader lights the lamp for the Evergreens. Score comes at 5:06 of the first period. 1-0 Everest. Back to 5-on-5 hockey. That's a senior, Justin Jacobek, on the assist. Back to 5-on-5 hockey. Evergreens control again. Ben Pelequin near side boards on goal. Glove save by Torger Starczewski. Boy, you'd sure love to see the Evergreens put another one on right afterwards. Would change the whole look of this thing if bang, bang, you're up 2-0. Offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. Brady Bunnell takes the draw. It's in the skates of one of the Everest players. Brendan Griffin a little slow to locate it. Rapids coming back the other way while trying to carry that in all by himself with Spencer Sparks. Stick checked aside. Miles O'Clair, he's a potent goal scorer for Rapids too. Tried to backhand that in front of the net. Cleared out by one of the Everest defenders. Brady Bunnell got his stick on it. Bunnell carries it out to the red line. Tried to send it to the corner. Rapids' Harley Sanders picks it up there. Sanders, though, was unable to control the puck. Evergreens control it neutral ice. Ty Treader carries it in far side boards. Again, the senior skates on goal. Tried to get that in front. The Evergreens have another one. Ty Treader fed the near side post. The Evergreens have an even strength goal. 2-0. Treader's going to get an assist. I believe that's Jakubik's goal for the Evergreens. 2-0. This one comes 1 minute and 1 second after the first one. The Evergreens score at 5:06 and now score at 6:07. Ty Treader's got himself a goal and an assist. So Treader, the senior, is bringing it for the Evergreens tonight. They lead 2-0. It is indeed Justin Jakubik's goal, fed beautifully by Ty Treader. Jakubik was just outside the crease on the near side post. Treader brought it in on the far side, got it just outside the crease, out of the reach of the goalie, and Justin Jakubik scores the goal. Rapids carries it behind the net. Rapids player is upended. The net is off its mooring. We got a penalty coming up here on the Evergreens. Don't like that. You just go up 2-0 and then commit this two-minute minor. Brandon Jelic is going off. Either going to be interference or roughing. Penalty comes at 6:32, just 21 seconds after the Evergreens score the goal. Rapids gets an offensive zone face-off. Evergreens sent it all the way down. Tripping. Evergreens penalty kill has been good this year, trying to make this two-goal lead stand up. Rapids near side boards. Offside. Miles O'Clair received the puck along the near side. He was onside in the center of the ice. Spencer Sparks was in early. Rapids will get this face-off outside their blue line, near side dot. Evergreens will ask Ben Pellequin to take this draw. Pellequin wins it, and the Evergreens send the puck all the way down the ice. Clock's ticking, 1:30 left in the Rapids' man advantage. They've got two goals to find. You just get the feeling that it's important that Rapids get something. Near side pass, Miles O'Clair, that's a nice pass. Onside, O'Clair tries to bounce it off the boards behind, and it's controlled in the far side corner. Rapids skating backwards here, Spencer Sparks. Sparks, Evergreens come up to engage him. Wow, that's behind his teammate. Evergreens get it out of the zone. Coming back here, Grant Ortel going to carry it one-on-one, looking for a shorty. Ortel, backhand side. It's a save. That's a great save by Torger Starczewski. Ortel was a faster skater than the other Rapids defender. Got a look at an uncontested goal, and it was saved. Rapids comes back the other way, shot wide of the net. Spencer Sparks put that on. Evergreens get it out. Ortel's going to have another one-on-one coming here. Will he pay off the second time? He's stopped again by Torger Starczewski. Short-handed rebound chance by Ty Treader. Save. Evergreens getting looks at the net short-handed. Boy, Grant Ortel had a one-on-one and outskated the one who was back for Rapids. So he got two looks at the goal, just him and the keeper, and was stopped both times. Evergreen shorthand to get an offensive zone faceoff. Ben Pellequin goes back to the near side boards. Rapids controls. Passes wide of Andrew Sparks. Sparks retrieves it near side board, sends it behind. Just 30 seconds left in the Everest penalty kill. 9 minutes to play first period. That puck came out in front, but it was bouncing up high. Evergreens take this away. Pellequin one-on-one. Well, Pellequin will circle back. Decided not to push the issue since he knew he had a man level with him. It's going to be a one-on-two. Instead, Pellequin holds, burns a little more time, and sends it behind the net. Rapids will have to retreat the entire length of the ice. Evergreens almost picked up that loose puck. Kyle Jaglinski overskated. Rapids 3-on-2. They're onside. Stick checked away by Pellequin. Again, it's 1 against the Rapids 2. Pellequin flicks it on goal from outside the blue line. It is held by Torger Starczewski, and the Evergreens have killed off this penalty. Evergreens, with that Pellequin shot from outside the blue line, got three looks at the net shorthanded. Not too shabby. We're back to 5-on-5 hockey. 8.5 left in a fast-moving first period. Evergreens 2, Rapids nothing. Sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center, Comprehensive Orthopedic, Podiatry, Spine, and Sports Medicine Care. Clinics in Wausau, Medford, Maryland, Plover, and online at bonejoint.net. Face-off, Rapids sends it to the corner out of the zone. Evergreens pick it up, though, at neutral ice. Long cross-ice pass. That's a good one from Parker Hurt. Came in a little too hot cross-ice for Ben Pellequin. Evergreens still fight for this in the corner. Dylan Butner comes all the way around, comes out of the zone. Evergreens will have to send it back to the corner. Evergreens want a partial change here. Sent in by Brandon Jelic. Rapids comes away with it. 3-on-2 with Rapids hurries. Cross-ice pass, little slow in developing. Rapids, they're just a little bit out of sync here. That was too long for Michael Olson, taken away by Dylan Butner of the Evergreens. Butner gives it right back. Rapids coming in, near side shot. That hit the post, and it goes wide. Colton Flamini put that on goal. Looked like it deflected off the shoulder of the Evergreens keeper, Ethan Burt, then hit the post and went behind the net. So the Evergreens lead 2-0, but just barely. That was Rapids' most promising scoring chance. They'll get an offensive zone faceoff. Puck deflected off the either the left stanchion or the crossbar, and then went out of play. The Evergreens control this faceoff in the defensive end. Ryan Stevens, the Rapids gets it behind the net. Rapids tried to get that out in front. It's hung up behind the net, and we've got a whistle and a stoppage. Another offensive zone faceoff for the Red Raiders. The Evergreens would be feeling just peachy if they can get to the first intermission with a 2-0 lead or better. Want to make sure you keep the door closed and don't let this Rapids team back in. From the near side boards, that's put on goal from Spencer Sparks. Stick save by Ethan Hurt, and a beauty. Sends it behind the net. Rapids has gotten a few on goal here. Evergreens come out. It's a 3-on-3. Evergreens onside to the near side boards. Justin Jakubik, big hit. Jakubik goes flying. It was clean. No whistle. That is Jakubik's mouthpiece. The retainer flies on the ice. Thought that was the puck for a moment. Rapids coming back the other end. Jakubik is on his skates. No worse for the wear. Absorbed a big one from close range. Comes out in front. Shot save. Spencer Sparks put it on. Puck was out in front for a moment. Then swept off to the side by Jelic. Goalie is screened again. Loose in front. Bouncing puck smothered by the Evergreens' Ethan Hurt. Rapids is working hard with a little bit of desperation to this Red Raider team. At 2-0, you absolutely can't go any further down. Justin Jakubik skates all the way down the ice. That's his mouthpiece that went out flying from the hit. Going to go onto the bench. Evergreens win this defensive zone faceoff. Dylan Butner tries to get it forward. Puck's loose for a moment at the red line. Rapids goes cross ice. A little bit of room there for Colton Flamini. He's their leading goal scorer. That was deflected off Jelic. But the Evergreens do not clear. Flamini sends a high bouncing puck. That went 10 feet up into the air, and it is gloved harmlessly by Ethan Hurt. Hurt will hold on. Hurt, I think, just would have put that right down on the ice if he had a defender close by. He didn't, so he makes the right decision to hold on to it. Offensive zone face-off for the Red Raiders. 6.5 to play first period. Rapids wins it. Goalie was screened. That shot was blocked. Didn't get through. Kobe Acker's shot was blocked. Evergreens counterattacking chance. Dylan Butner. Butner puts that on goal. Tough angle from the near side. Save by Torger Stachurski. Evergreens will get an offensive zone faceoff now. Can the Evergreens get one more goal here in the first period? And maybe slam the door in the early stages. Back from the blue line. While keeper was screened and Brandon Jelic is just wide of the far side post. Rapids counterattacking. Going to send it to the corner. Are they going to change here? No, Rapids will play it in. Not such a good decision. Parker Hurt is closest to it, but Parker didn't clear it. Telden at the blue line by Jacob Dekarski, one of the freshmen for Rapids, who's suiting up tonight. Rapids tries to move this forward, taken away. Just chipped forward for the Evergreens' Dylan Shiro. A little bit too far out in front for Dylan. Evergreens possess the puck, but they're backwards in their defensive end. Nice pass forward by Parker Hurt. Put it right onto the sticks of the Evergreens' Grant Ortel. And Ortel was hit late. Wow, there's no penalty on that. Evergreens were able to put it on goal, and it's a save. Dylan Shiro denied there by Torger Stachurski. After the puck was away, Grant Ortel absorbed a hit that was late and high. And no penalty. Rapids has to be careful about that. Even though the Everest power play has been nothing to write home about, you can't go down two goals in this spot. Rapids can't afford any cheap penalties. Evergreens win the faceoff. It's on the far side boards. Now Rapids takes it away. Colin Bray. Bray still in the defensive end. Short pass forward. Evergreens try and Brady Bunnell tries to knock him off the puck and does. Ahead now to Quinton Shiro. Shiro put that on goal. It was out in front for a moment. And Torger Stachurski lunges forward and gathers that puck in before the Evergreens could close on it. Evergreens have outshot Rapids, although both teams have had chances in this first period. Ty Treader late in the Everest power play. And then Justin Jakubik, the goal scorers for the Evergreens. Jakubik's goal came at even strength. Evergreens got three shots on goal shorthanded while they were killing off a two-minute minor. Evergreens win this draw. Near side boards down to the goal line. Ortel. Ortel carries behind the net. Tried to transfer it to the forehand side. Still controls in the corner. Got two defenders near him. Now Ty Treader. Treader sends it on the boards. Back to the point and Ryan Stevens. Stevens back behind the net. Ty Treader. Treader leaves it in the near side corner. Evergreen's controlling the action at 5-on-5. Go cross ice. Ryan Stevens flicked on goal. Got a man up front. That hit the post. Ty Treader tried to steer it to the near side off the post and into the corner. As close as you'll come to the Evergreens getting up by three. Rapids still has not cleared. Stevens closes in on the puck on the far side boards, tries to get it back to the corner. Puck is loose for a moment. Rapids in the defensive end gets it out of the zone. Coming down to the four-minute mark of the first period, Evergreens pick this up at neutral ice. Evergreens have won a lot of the pucks between the blue lines today, one of the reasons why they have an advantage right now. Rapids in their defensive end sends this out, bounces off the boards, deflected off the Evergreens, no icing. Goes off one of the Everest players' sticks and out of play. Hockey is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life. It's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics, Wausau, Antigo, Merrill, 715-842-5688 for DeVorney Orthodontics. 715-842-5688. They'll judge that this faceoff will come right at the center circle at neutral ice. The Evergreens win it. Dylan Buttner sends it to the corner. It's behind the net. The Evergreens have Parker Nitzke on the ice here. Parker tried to get that centered. May have heard the footsteps or skate steps of one of the Rapids players, kind of rushed it. The Evergreens still have to fight to control this in the corner. 3:45 to play. Getting late first period. Evergreens send it to the near side boards. Jelic is closest to it. Comes out of the zone, though. Swept into the corner by Kyle Jaglinski. Do the Evergreens want to change? Nope, they're happy with the line they have out there. Rapids in the defensive end almost gave the puck away. Picked up by Rapids' Colton Flamini. Flamini long cross-ice pass. Too long for Miles Eau Claire. Eau Claire, wow, just took the Evers player down. Just took Parker Hurt down. Are we going to play through that? Referee's hand is not up. The Evergreens get it out of the zone. We play on. At the three-minute mark, Rapids ahead. It's in the skates of the Evergreens' Ben Pellequin. Pelican's got a control here in the defensive end. Goes cross ice, no problem to Jelic. Jelic carries it forward out of the rapid zone. Red line, blue line, sends it behind the boards. Evergreens on a change. Evergreens are going to have one more line change before this period comes to an end. Everest 2, Rapids nothing. Rapids sends a bouncing puck on goal from outside the blue line. Gavin Duckett, a sophomore. It's gathered by Ethan Hurt, leaves it for his defender. Jelic tries to get that forward. From the near side boards, it's carried forward by Colby Schmidt. Bouncing puck goes from the near side boards to the far side boards. Rapids and Everest both had two players over there. Rapids came away with the puck but does not clear the zone. Evergreen send it back to the corner. Rapids got to get a couple more looks at the net before this period comes to an end. Rapids overskates there. Picked up in his defensive end by Ryan Stevens. Now Stevens is engaged by one of the Rapids players. Evergreens 2-on-2 coming back the other way. A little slow in developing and a little too long for Colby Schmidt. Schmidt was in combination with Brady Bunnell. Needed a better pass there. From the blue line, rocketed on goal by Kyle Jaglinski wide of the near side post. Bounces off the boards, comes out of the zone. Evergreens will send it back into the corner. 2 minutes to play in the first period. Evergreens trying to keep Rapids stuck on zero here. Rapids back in their defensive end. Taken away by Ty Treader. Tough angle. Put on goal off the blocker. Rebound all the way out near the blue line. Evergreen still have Ortell out in front. Taken down in front. No whistle. Goalie is still on his skates, and it goes to the near side corner. Out of danger for the moment. Evergreen's putting more pressure on the net. Late stages from behind the net. Out in front. Evergreen's jabbing. Ortell denied. Rapids clears it all the way down. Icing at the 1:30 mark. Wow, one of the Everest players there, Grant Ortell. No, that was Justin Jakubek, who was hit from behind in front of the net. Everyone at Green Heck Fieldhouse, everyone in the stands, everyone on the Everest bench thought, and there's no penalty. Rapids lives dangerously as the Evergreens put more pressure on the net at 5-on-5, and they get an offensive zone faceoff. Ortell wins the draw behind the net. Ortell, while they don't have a body on him, Ortell tried to get that in front to Ty Treader. Denied from close range, a stick save by Torger Starczewski and cleared out of the zone. Ty Treader would like that one back. Evergreens pick it up in their defensive end. 1:10 left in the first period. 2-0 Evergreens. And just from the flow in the late stages of this first period, it seems like it's more likely that the Evergreens would go up 3-0 than Rapids would get on the board. Now a minute to play. Evergreens almost gave the puck away at their own blue line. Jakubik recovers, gets it ahead to Jelic. Jelic's got Ortell in front. It's deflected away by one of the Rapids defenders. Goes behind the net, loose in front. Backhand side. Ortell is taken down again in front of the net, and the backhand is denied. Evergreens had that right in front. Wow, big eyes like a flying saucer landed right in front of the crease. 40 seconds left in the period. The Evergreens are offside. Evergreens had a couple of close-range shots denied as we went under 2 minutes to play in the period. On the sequence before that, Ty Treader right in front. It's a good save by Torker Starchurski, who right now is keeping it a two-goal lead. And then the Evergreens promptly followed up with another chance right in front. Couldn't get that one to go home either. 30 seconds left in the period. Rapids at the red line, far side boards, a little bit of room to operate. That's flicked on goal from wide range, goes well wide of the near side post. Rapids again a little bit desperate here as that was put on from long range from Spencer Sparks. Evergreens have it behind their own net, 15 seconds until the first period horn. Comes out of the zone, bounces off the boards. Rapids, final 10 seconds, and a final rush for the Red Raiders, 3-on-3. Set that up here for Colton Flamini. Flamini is quickly engaged by Ryan Stevens. It's along the near sideboard, and that is where the period will end. Good first period for the Evergreens. They lead Rapids 2-0 as we come to our first intermission. Back in 3 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.